بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. An idolater is calling on his gods. Sometimes one god, sometimes another god. And Allah Ta'ala gives an illustration. وَيَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. These illustrations are for us to think, to ponder. رَجُلًا فِي شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ. One man is got bosses that are fighting with each other. وَرَجُلًا شُرَكَاءُ فِي مُتَشَاكِسُونَ وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلًا. And one has got just one boss. So one got multi bosses, and one got just one boss. أَلْيَسْتَبْيَانِ مَثَلًا. They both be the same. So this person has got multiple gods. He's in a state of anxiety, perpetual. I'm going to please the sun god and the moon. He'll get disappointed. You listen to Sunny, then Moon Sunny will start getting angry. I'm going to listen to the stars, and the other planets make it upset about the whole thing. Then there won't be any end to gods, because how they will define a god is getting some benefit from the person, so you call him a god, right? You saw something queer in the person, unique in the person, so you make him the god. If you study the Indian history, right, this is what you find, something getting some benefit, something that is a little bit distinct. So you make him the god. So then they made a rat god as well. Because if one had distinct behavior in this thing, that it clears up all the dirt, scavenger, it does so much for us. So make it the god. Then they progressed further. And they said, you know, we see the monkey quite distinct from other species of animals. The monkey became god. Then, if you extend that analogy, then some persons are greater assets than others, then they must be also gods. Then, the wife also is a great asset. So they actually worship the female organ. Then they start thinking, no, but even the man, he supplies, he generates. So they start worshipping the male of them. Now, as it stands, they got about 500 million gods. Maybe even more. Now, it's time, was have multiplied even more. But spend karor, 550 million gods. So now, this person has got multiple gods, he's always in a state of confusion. And if you're just one god, then I'm at ease. I have to listen to one person, one being, at any given time, for all my affairs in life. So now his mind is straight, he's thinking well, and there's no anxiety in his mind. He comes to a point and everything terminates. In this day and age, a lot of people get their minds all upset with the masla of taqdeer, right? I say the masla of taqdeer is a blessing. It's a blessing. Otherwise, you don't know where to stop. You can't bring about a closure. And the masla of taqdeer puts a total closure. See now, I'll give some life examples, but I will not give you in the same format, just for you to understand. Real stories I'm showing you. So the specialist is treating a patient, right? and in the process the patient died. So now it's being observed by two types of people. One person is just going by secular education, he's going by figures and facts, he doesn't have the belief in taqdeer, he just goes by what he sees. So he will say that the surgeon or the doctor that was treating him, he stumbled, he made a mistake, and it resulted in our patient dying. So somehow he will try and fight with him. Either he will kill him or he will sue him and he'll put him behind bars. Right? But I ask you, if you put him behind bars, will it solve the problem? The mind is still in a state of turmoil, anxiety. He is the person. Did he bring about a closure? No closure. And the other person is, one way or the other, the man had to die because his time was up. When his time was up, so he had to leave. He couldn't escape. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ. Time came up, and Allah Ta'ala, He is the one that programmed the whole itinerary. The beginning to the end. This is how you're going to start, and this is how you're going to end. So when He's designed it, so you're not going to have a mishap in it, any type of change in that itinerary. So He designed it in this way, no matter what medication I took, no matter what gymming you went for, no matter what type of diet you had followed, but when the time is up, you have to go. It doesn't mean now that you don't look after yourself. No. You will take all necessary precautions. That's a different thing. Like I say, you see, in these matters, people, they don't use their brains. And it's such a common thing. Say, two people are selling a Corolla, right? Bought around the same time, same model, right? Same service brand. So this is one white woman, old white woman, and this is like one of us from Spingo or Runyan or say Amlazi or say Jasmine somewhere, right? So they're selling the same car, bought around the same time. Tell me whose car you prefer buying. First one, white woman. Why? She will use it only for short distances, she won't hammer the car, she will take good care of it. And one of us, run it to the ground, right? So, if you know, take care, it will give you more service. So your body is the same, if you take care, it gives you better service. And just that I say, make three niyats, right? That your body must be good for three niyats. What's the three niyats? If my body I'm healthy, then I can be a service to others, and Muslim brothers, right? وَاللَّهُ فِي أَوْنِ الْعَبْدُ مَا دَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي أَوْنِ أَخِي. Let me say that. I'm healthy, I'm strong, I can be good for myself, and I can be good for others, right? So you see the two niyats, that I'll be good for myself. Myself, I can do my namaz right, I can do my postures right, right? When I am healthy, then my people around me won't be in a state of anxiety, worry, oh, kya ho gaya, he's hospitalized, what happened to him? So I'll be right, and I'll feel comfortable, I'll be able to do my namaz right, the people around me will be comfortable, they won't feel a state of anxiety and worry, right? Number two, I can be of good to others. Like he needs something to be delivered, he needs something to come into masjid, or he needs some type of advice on a certain matter, then I'm healthy, then I can be good to others as well. There's my auntie that requires some assistance, I can be of help to her. It's my uncle that is not feeling too well, I can support him, right? That can happen when you are right. When you are sick, then you are muhtaj, he is muhtaj, both. You know. So I'll keep fit for this niyat, second niyat. Right? The third niyat, وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مُسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If it is a time that you have to defend, right? Defend yourself, defend your country, defend Islam, then you are strong enough to defend Islam. Aidulahum, you've prepared yourself that you can defend, right? So if there is a need for you to defend and to protect, then I am strong enough to protect and defend as well. So with that niyat, see that, three niyats. وَعِبْدُولَهُمْ مُسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So this doesn't go under, this doesn't work against Tawheed. Tawheed doesn't say now, become reckless, don't become irrational. No, it doesn't say that. It tells you that you must take your necessary precautions. It doesn't say that don't take precautions. See this ayat, wa'iddu lahum. It doesn't say don't use your brains. No. Prepare yourself. But, watawakkal ala Allah, together with that, the doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? So one is a person who has multiple gods, multiple bosses. And one is one person who has just one. So, who is the person that is more relaxed, calm, and apart from being calm and relaxed, he can be more focused. Now he's in namaz, so he's seeing the sun god may be disappointed, so he's moving on. Then, as he's carrying on, then says, what about the moon god? So his mind will be in a circle all the time. He can't be focused on whatever he's doing. And you're one god, and all the time, just listen to him. And the lesson of Tawheed is so beautiful. From there onwards, the reference point will be this one. Right? My namaz, what will please Allah Ta'ala? Right? After namaz, I'm talking to the friends outside the masjid, then what will please Allah Ta'ala? What will displease Allah Ta'ala? And what will please Allah Ta'ala? See, one. And if the Tawheed is not right, in the masjid you are a muwahid. But outside the masjid, then you got other bosses, my friends now. If I don't do this, then they will feel disappointed. You see that, I got multiple goals outside the masjid. Inside the masjid, you were a proper Muslim. Outside the masjid, now the friends became your rulers, they became the goals. Then, as you are moving around, then if I'm not going to wear this type of clothing, then they will say that you're outdated. Right? So I must do something to be with them, in tune with the times. So I got another word they say. But if the Tawheed is right, then whether I am in the masjid, whether I am socializing outside, whether it's my clothing, just one. What will keep Allah Ta'ala happy? Then if it's a youngster needs to get married, then he will have just one focus from the beginning to the end, then what will keep Allah Ta'ala happy? So if it is now, he is recognizing his adolescence, right? I'm coming of age, I can see now, right? So now, from that point he'll ask, what will keep Allah Ta'ala happy? And if that is not in his mind, then now, his mind will be now, you know, I need to gain the attraction of this girl. What will make her happy? See that? So if it is not Allah Ta'ala, then sometimes your friend becomes your boss. Sometimes society becomes your boss. Sometimes your relatives become the boss. Sometimes the wife becomes the boss. But here, in every situation you're thinking, what will keep Allah Ta'ala happy? So the beginning now, I can see now, I'm coming out of age. And perhaps I may make a mistake, I may make an accident. So I don't want that to happen. But anyway, if I make an accident, Allah doesn't like it. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ إِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. You do the right thing, Allah will be happy. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَرْضَى. He doesn't like that. So now, in that also, in every state, every step he's thinking of, what will keep Allah Ta'ala happy? See how his mind is. That is why the Khanqa will emphasize on ikhlas. Ikhlas means to keep something absolutely pure, undiluted. Khalis karna. I ask you now, in the wedding you are thinking, I must keep Allah Ta'ala happy, I must keep that friend happy, and must keep that woman happy as well, can it be absolutely pure or will it be diluted? So the ikhlas has been affected. Now that's the difference between us and the Sahaba Kiram. So their ikhlas was at a different level. So come what may, whoever it was, but now my ikhlas must not be disrupted. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he just got married, right? And now they draped the house, curtains and decorations and what, right? But now, in spite of the fact that he's a non-Arab, he's a Persian, he's not Arab, he doesn't speak the language, must have learnt it, right? But he doesn't speak the language. But now, Allah Ta'ala let him excel on account of his ikhlas. See, he just got married. On the day of the marriage, and they did some decorations and whatever. So he asked, I don't know if the Kaaba Sharif has moved over to this place here. The Kaaba Sharif is clothed, right? Kaaba Sharif is draped, is clothed, as you see, black cloth that's covering the Kaaba Sharif. So I don't know whether the Kaaba Sharif has moved on here, or this thing is not feeling well. There's two reasons that I can think of for putting on additional clothing. One is not feeling well, it's got a fever running at temperature, so it needs to be clothed and kept warm. Or otherwise, maybe that the Kaaba Sharif now is no more in Makkah, is moved on. Or the third possibility is there's two Kaaba Sharifs. Now it's a marriage day, see marriage. And what's the excitement, what's the thrill like? But now, you see the Sahaba Ikram, why they excel? They excel because they keep it absolutely pure. No dilution. Come what? Situation, whatever it is, but I must keep it absolutely pure. I mustn't dilute, I mustn't mix up things. All that finished up, see that Sahaba, how they think, how they reason. They don't say now, yeah, we're free to do what we wish to do. No, they don't say that. There is no guidelines for us here. Or the modern man says, we can't be too strict now. You know, can be a little bit relaxed, a little bit cool. So you can't do this type of things. You can't mix up wrong with right. Al yastawil a'ma wal basir. La yastawil khabeesu wa tayyib. Pure and impure. Rasulullah's ways are absolutely pure. And other ways are impure. But the only difference is, it may be very impure, or it may be mildly impure, but it's an impurity. Every other way is impure. This way is absolutely pure, because مَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, it's been endorsed by Allah Ta'ala. And here, it's your own creation. It's your own creation, your own invention. So, فَلْيَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيسُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. So that's the reason for the Sahaba Kiram excelling all of us, that they were undiluted. And this is the whole idea of the tasawuf and khanqa, get your ikhlas right. Get the ikhlas right and you got the tasawuf. But in everything that you're thinking right, what will please Allah Ta'ala? Can you see? Now as he comes into the wedding house, then he sees a lot of women and all the right. So he says, see, I married this girl here. I haven't married all of them. So now let me be with the person that I married. See, again, pure. Now, in a modern setup, it's my first day now. I can't be too rigid. I must be cool. Can't be a rigid Molana, I must be cool. That's how he'll think. And here he'll think, you know, what pleases Allah Ta'ala? What pleases Allah Ta'ala's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He'll think differently. It's totally different. Can you see the chalk and the cheese difference? So that is not ikhlas. So at every level now, he is thinking differently. Don't think. You need someone to moderate you, to keep your i'tidal. So the whole world is praising now, then you can get bloated, your ikhlas can get affected. So she is there to get your ikhlas right.
So when she kicks a tantrum, right? You must say Jazakallah. Not loudly to yourself. But her baat shikara karta hai. You say Jazakallah. I'm very, very grateful to you. So now, after shouting and she's cooled off, so now he's explaining to her, see, yes, I did enjoy your food and I enjoyed you as well. But all the time that I enjoyed the food or enjoyed you, my niyat was right. Enjoyed the food, but this is a blessing of Allah Ta'ala, I'm enjoying it. I'm so grateful to Allah Baksa. And I'm eating the food so that I can get energy to carry on and refueling. Refueling so that I can continue in the ibadat of Allah, the service of Allah. I don't have the fuel, then I can't manage. Right. So see, my intention was pure. And I enjoyed myself with you as well, because Allah Ta'ala has given a right. Rizawjika alayka haqqa. So I'm fulfilling this duty that Allah Ta'ala has placed upon me. It's a duty that Allah has placed upon me, and I'm fulfilling this duty. Now she's left. Now they talk like this sometimes. They talk sometimes like this just to conceal themselves. But then they'll conceal. How long they'll conceal? At some point Allah will reveal them, will open them up. So you see these aspects of sincerity and how the tawheed will affect the sincerity as well. So the jama'at, they'll talk about kalima and they'll talk about ikhlas. But both, in my understanding, both are related. The better the ikhlas, the better the tawheed. And the weaker the ikhlas, the weaker the tawheed. But I see this person in his life, every level is being guided. By who? By Allah Ta'ala. He's not going to do things randomly. He'll do things and he'll keep Allah Ta'ala before him. In tashkuru yardahu lakum. See, Allah has given me so many favors. I got health. I got a good home, right? I got good children. I got a good wife, right? I got good food, right? My samosa fikr, they took it on 2 months before Ramadan. So all the fikr they've done, so much they've done now. And Allah opened their hearts towards me, right? So you think about the favors of Allah Ta'ala, and you start crying. When you think about the favors of Allah Ta'ala, in ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tuhsuha. You start counting, you won't be able to finish them. You won't be able to enumerate. But you think of one favor, and beyond the favor is another favor. Beyond that favor is another favor. Favor upon favor, you can't just overcome, right? Now look at just a food, a simple food, right? So, food was required to fuel, right? But now, in that favor, in another favor, as you bring it close to your mouth, you get the smell, right? Sometimes you go into the house, right? And from the entrance, you can make out from the aroma what you prepared today. Don't you get that? Isn't that a favor? Favor within a favor. You didn't need that to fill your stomach, but it's a favor. Allah likes us. He has got compassion for His servants. So there's favors upon favors. تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Then with that again, a third favor again is, then you are able to chew that food. You see that? So you got the aroma, and then number three is you can chew the food. Number four is you're getting a taste in the food. So imagine it was totally bland, no taste, absolutely bland. Then again, favor upon favor in this age and time, right? There's so many varieties. Allah didn't make you like an animal, just eat grass and carry on. He used that to you. If there's kari kichri in the afternoon or at sari time, I'm sure they won't give you kari kichri in the evening. Well, they give you the same thing. They give you something else, but a whole variety. Right? And then, with this five favors, the six favor, talking about food, right? They gave that food to you with respect. Can you see the six favor? Seven again, they laid it out nicely. Nice crockery. And then eight favor, and then it must be garam, right? tea now, and if they serve it to you cold, you'll enjoy it. But Hamare dost bhi se, they want the tea very hot. And the Shaykh al-Islam used to say, Madani Sahib said, love those who are right. Or love those who are right. He says, love those when it was burning because it's so hot. Right? And love those when it's so sweet, your lips will just stink and stick. So, the deen also doesn't stop you from this. So, you're taking it but with enjoyment, happiness. But in all that, don't forget Allah. That's all. What Allah wants? Enjoy it, but don't forget it. That He gave you such a household that they know your temperament and they're preparing it like how you would want it. So, can't you think of Allah at that time? Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when Hazrat Maulana Thani Sahib Rahmatullah was about leaving, he stayed about 6 months in the Khanqah in Makkah Mukarrama. And as he's leaving, so Hazrat Ali Sahib is giving him some parting advice. Ya Ashraf, tumhe pani peena ho, to thanda karke isko piyo. You can imagine now, Makkah Mukarrama, the heat, right? 40 degrees, 45 degrees. So he says, you know, drink water, then drink it cold, nice, chilled, right? Because if it's just plain water, you'll drink it, alright, bismillah, alhamdulillah. And if it is nice and chilled, nice, and some flavor also, right? Then, you see, you know, just grab the thing. We just forget to say bismillah also. Just grab the thing. Can you see that? So you're doing it, you're doing something, and with a level, different level of happiness to another. Allah, it's such a hot day, and what you have blessed me with, and the flavor that added to it, Allah, I'm so happy about it. And then, when you want to say that Alhamdulillah, then it'll be just a casual Alhamdulillah, or you'll shout Alhamdulillah. See, it'll be a different level. And that will affect your iman differently. So you see the favors of Allah Ta'ala, a favor within a favor. A favor within a favor, right? Then as you're drinking the thing, again, another favor, right? Just the looking of it, you know, just looking at it, sparkling, doesn't it bring you an additional joy? Right? The crockery that they are serving, right? They could have given it to you on a jampton, right? Right? But the crockery they're serving you, can you see where this came from? Allah Ta'ala put that love into the heart, the family. They served you like this, with respect, with muhabbat. When Allah speaks about the jannat is in the food, He says, and the food also, food with respect. Can't remember the verse now, mukarramun, right? But that food is served to you with respect. You have to understand, think, put your minds. We put our minds in all stupid things. This was out from two, how to make it four to eight. Right? Think of the favors of Allah. That food, again, Allah is giving you in Jannah. He's giving you with respect, with honor. Right? Now understand what it means. Right? You call for a walima, right? So now your guest is seated well according to the level of Allah. They tell you, hey, you know, you go sit by the security, but the leftovers will drink you. You get everything, but the leftovers. Is that with respect? Can you see now? Yeah, Allah is serving you fi jannatin mutaqabilin, sitting, enjoying themselves. The father is there, mother, son, family, friends, all that. And with respect, Allah is serving you. But you see, even that what we are seeing here is like a reflection of Jannah. That they are feeding you with so much of respect, so much of honor, so much of muhabbat, you feel like eating. Okay? Come now. Come, man. Come now. Food is hot. Come and eat. Start to get cold. Don't you hear the problem? Where this muhabbat is coming from? It's coming from Allah Ta'ala. He's put that muhabbat in their hearts, that they must feed you with muhabbat and with love. So much. I'm just showing you now, one favor. And that one favor There's so much favors within that favor. So, in ta'uddu ni'matullahi, la tusay, you can't count it, it's too much. And then when it goes down, you feel so relaxed, you feel refreshed, right? Your spirits are high, you want to do things, right? It goes down, right? So nice. Then it's chewed, it's digested nicely. Then with all that, Allah Ta'ala creates a passage for you to come out of the waste. Doesn't he do that? Then he creates, he transforms the whole thing into energy, and that energy is supplied to the entire body. Do you know all that happens? So you see these favors, these are just the favors that we can see, right? It's visible to us. And if you talk to a person that's now in medicine, etc., they'll be able to see even more than what we are seeing. But you see, in one favor, there's so much of favors. So that's what Allah wants by enjoy. Kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu. Wa shkuru ni'mat Allah. Be thankful. See, you're eating a food now. And think now, who gave it? Kisne isko kila, kisne kila, itne pyar se kila. So much of love. And this is just a reflection, small reflection, of the actual love of Allah Ta'ala of Jannah. So if this is so much, right, what will happen then? You eat and eat and enjoy and enjoy. And there won't be no end to enjoyment. Here, you eat, and you eat, and then there's a little bit of a time now that you feel I'm complete now, I'm finished, right? But there you go on. Therefore, in this dua now, in this world, when you've eaten and you read the dua, حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي رَيْدٍ غَيْرَ مَكْفِيٍّ وَلَا مُوَدَّعٍ وَلَا مُسْتَغْنٍ. So what are you saying to Allah, right? This غَيْرَ مَكْفِيٍّ وَلَا مُوَدَّعٍ is explained about three times. But one explanation is, غَيْرَ مُوَدَّعٍ, right? وَلَا مُسْتَغْنٍ عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. Allah, we've eaten now, but we can't say that we won't need this thing yet. وَلَا مُسْتَغْنٍ عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. Can't say we won't need it. We're just leaving it, not because we're tired of it, no. Because we've got a capacity, we only take so much. And just now we'll need it again. وَلَا مُسْتَغْنٍ عَنْهُ رَبَّنَا. غَيْرَ مُوَدَّعٍ. That's leaving it permanently. We're taking it, but now see the adab. Adab to whom? To the one that bestowed the favor. This is it. Did you ever take the trouble to tell the family, hey, too excellent, mashallah, how are you preparing? Where you got the recipe from? Right? Don't you ask this type of questions? Right? So, it's a compliment. And you have to compliment, because that's the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, compliment. Right? Compliment, show your gratitude, right? Show your gratitude. Is that not the teaching of Rasulullah to people? And so even the means of enjoying the favor, be grateful to it. But you see this whole lesson of Tawheed. Ala lillahi deenul khalis. So many times repeated. Ma umiru illa liya'budullah mukhlisin. That's what you've been commanded. Pure. Don't dilute. Keep it pure. Don't ever dilute it. Allah Bak Tawheed.